Hello and welcome to Ilani Talks, a podcast focused on redefining self-care and love for your mental health. I'm your host, Ilani Salcedo. Throughout the podcast episodes, I share my own experiences while others feature some truly wonderful guests. Today's episode features a conversation with guest Holly Chase. We speak about her experience as a style coach, the relationship with clothing, how our closets hold much more than we think, developing your style and owning it, plus much more. Holly, thank you for being here with me today on an Ilani Talks episode.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Our conversation is one I'm super excited about to dive into, but before we get there, there are two questions I have for you. What do you do and what do you want to be known for?
So I'm a personal stylist. I work with individuals to help them bring their clothing and wardrobes into alignment with who they are and who they're becoming. And what I really want to be known for, kind of ultimately, is getting people to use their clothing as a tool to express themselves and not just making fashion be the purview of fashion magazines and style blogs, but really something that we can embrace every day.
And with that in mind, when did style and how you feel about it become important to you?
I've always loved clothing. I love the physical nature of it. I love materials that feel good and look good and sound good. I love the and have always loved the multi-sensory experience of wearing clothing. So really, my whole life, that's when style became important to me.
Wonderful. Yeah. Was there ever a time when what you chose to wear made you feel uncomfortable or not unique to you?
I mean, I've certainly had my like off days of like, really shouldn't have walked out of the house in this, but it's a little too late. So here we go. but I try really hard to not put myself in a position where I have clothing in my wardrobe that makes me feel uncomfortable. That's one of the biggest things that I work with clients on, is to build a wardrobe that where everything feels good, so you have as few of those days as possible, because those days really suck.
And how important is that, and especially in the work that you do, that you're able to do that and help people come to the realization that everything in your closet should be comfortable, should be something that really signifies your style or how you want to feel?
Yeah, I think when we nail it, we realize that we can do anything.
Yeah.
One of the biggest realizations that I see people come to is just how unsupportive their closets are, which is a really sad state of affairs because we wear clothes so often.
Right.
So it's really about reclaiming this fundamental part of your day. Like, what it's a little bit like going through your whole day with a pebble in your shoe. Mm-hmm. When your clothes are uncomfortable or weird or not feeling right, or you're wondering what the person across the street is thinking about what you're wearing, and they're also wondering the same thing about you, and so you're both just in your heads about it. And how do we build you a closet where you always feel amazing?
Right. And that pebble explanation is so on point, I think. I've never thought of it that way, but that totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. When you're definitely not wearing something that you feel great in.
Yeah.
As humans, we go through phases. Which ones have you been through? Are there any that you regret?
Yeah, there have definitely been phases where I've been more conservative than I wanted to be I didn't always play with clothing as much as I like to. There have been some times where I like stick to what's safe or stick to what's practical or what I thought was practical, but in reality, looking back, like, I could have also just worn whatever I wanted.
Right.
Yeah. One thing that popped into my head is I went through a phase of, I've gone through various phases in and out of wearing skirts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been phases in my life where I've never worn skirts or dresses, and phases in my life where, like, I've almost exclusively worn skirts and dresses. And so thinking back, like, the phases where I was only wearing pants, it was often because I assumed that that was the practical choice, when in reality, a skirt is just as practical as pants can be. So I think that's a big one.
Yeah, and that's such a good point, because you don't really think of it that way, or I don't think people think of it that way, but that totally makes sense. And especially if you thought at that time that pants were more practical, and not thinking about dresses or skirts as being that, but like you say, it is just as practical.
Yeah. Yep.
And with all of that, how do you advise others to feel comfortable in their skin, clothing, and overall style?
When you're feeling uncomfortable, I think it often comes from, there's like an unexplored layer of assumptions, sort of like the practical pant assumption of, if I had questioned that assumption a little bit, I would have realized sooner that it was just a projection of practicality. It wasn't based in physical practicality. It's what I thought was practical.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone's feeling uncomfortable, we do a lot of question asking about where that comes from. There's often, someone said a throwaway comment of like, oh, you shouldn't wear that because, and it was like decades ago, and they don't remember saying it, but my client will, and they'll have changed so much of how they dress, unconsciously having internalized that throwaway comment. So we do a lot of uncovering and questioning the assumptions that they aren't even rationally making. Just like voicing that, oh, I wasn't wearing pants because I was only wearing pants because I assumed they were practical, but that's not true. And now that I say it, I know it's not true.
Right.
But I still was thinking it.
And how aware we have to be of what people say to us, right? Mm-hmm. And what we say to others as well, because it just gets interwoven into all areas of our life. And I could definitely see how that could fall into how you dress, how comfortable you are in it, and how confident as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big part. And I think it's also taught me a lot about being careful with the words that I use with a client and not projecting my sense of style onto them. Mm-hmm. That's a really important part to me of being a personal stylist, is what I consider practical for me should not be a consideration of what you find practical for you, or what I think is comfortable for me shouldn't dictate what's comfortable for you too. So really being aware of letting the client develop their style and helping them do that, because that's what I do,
mm-hmm.
without imposing my style on them.
Do you ever find that a little bit difficult to do, or is it something that just comes natural to you, being able to help your clients?
I occasionally find it difficult when people want me to just tell them what to wear.
Okay.
And that is a tricky balance. So I end up asking a lot of questions.
Right.
Yeah.
To really get a sense of what they really want, mm-hmm. versus you just kind of telling them.
Yeah.
Based off of probably not a lot of information that you have from them.
Exactly. So like, I can tell you what will make you look more proportional in certain ways. I can teach you about color theory. I can teach you about accessorizing and pairing and print matching, all of those things. But that's not going to be your style until you embrace it. And once we figure out your style, then we can bring all of that technical knowledge, for lack of a better descriptor, into your style. But we can't start with, we can't start without your style. So that's really the foundational part of it.
And this next question kind of like piggybacks onto that. So when someone loses their sense of style because of what they're going through in their personal life, what's a single piece of encouragement you can give?
Yeah, it happens. It always happens at some point. It often happens because life gets busy. If you can find the time to just start paying more attention to what you're wearing again, you'll generally be able to kind of create more space so that you have more time, so that you can have more style again. And it often happens because we wanted to change something about our style years ago but didn't. So we kind of got stuck in a rut and we let our style stagnate. I do a lot of work helping people clear out their closets and kind of get a refresh and a reset to build the next phase of their style on.
That is such a wonderful approach to do that refresh.
Yeah.
Because if you really, or at least for myself, if I really sit back and think of my styles throughout the years and how I have grown, my own style and what I wear today is not totally different, but it has changed in a lot of ways. And maybe things that I wanted to gravitate to before, I didn't because of, I can't really think at the moment, but probably just external stuff, you know, or, you know, like what's in at the moment. But as you get older, hopefully most people are able to just really fit into their own style and wear what they want to most.
Yeah. And it can also be kind of scary to do that too, especially if you've been used to following trends. So just like owning that your style will change and you'll come into like settling on a style that works for you. It will happen.
Through your website and what you offer, Who Wears Who, there's empowerment to love what you're wearing as a symbol of self-care. What made you take this approach and offer services to others?
I think it comes back to clothing, again, as a multi-sensory experience. And that's kind of the difference between wardrobe and style and fashion. So fashion is primarily visual. We look at clothes, we look at the clothing on the model, we look at the photography, we look at the runway, we look at the red carpets, we look at the street photography. But the clothing that is in our closets that we put on our body every day, we have to look at it, we have to feel it, we have to hear it, we have to smell it. We don't generally have to taste it, but maybe sometimes. So it's about embracing all of those senses. And I think when we can do that, we can create that very supportive wardrobe and bringing that awareness throughout your whole day too.
Yeah. I personally love your offering of virtual coaching to help detangling your minds than the clothes hanging in your closet. What has this service made you realize most about people?
Our closets hold so much. And I knew this and I've known this and I'm still constantly surprised at like just how true that is. Like it holds body image stuff, it holds shame, it holds aspiration, it holds assumptions, it holds family stuff, it holds like friend stuff, it holds who we were and who we are and who we want to be. all in this potentially like tiny little room in our house, or giant room, or piles, or laundry rooms, or dressers. It's amazing how much gets wrapped up in there. And when you think about that, it makes sense that so many of us feel like we have nothing to wear, even though we're standing in front of a full closet.
And that's a constant feeling, right?
Yeah.
It's such a great point of you saying how much is actually in your closet. Mm-hmm. And me thinking of my own closet, I clean it out. I try to take out what I'm not going to be wearing or using or any of the above. But then for some reason, it just gets back all tangled up. And it does leave you with that feeling of, oh my God, I have nothing to wear. But you're looking at all these clothes and shoes and, you know, all this stuff in it. But it's because you're also putting like an energy of just stuff versus like things that you really want to wear. And it's just easy to just pick.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot in there. And it's amazing how we can go through the motions of cleaning out. It's one of the reasons that I offer to clients like a closet cleanse, which seems like a very weird offer. Like, I literally help you clean out your closet, which people do every single year. But what I found is that a lot of the time we don't go all the way to the back of the closet. We don't go all the way to like the bottom left-hand corner of the lowest drawer in our dresser. We don't get all the way to the back. We go through the kind of surface level clothes, the clothes that we wear or look at every day. But that leaves often the majority of our closet not cleaned out, which often holds the most stuff. So when I work with clients, we go through all of the clothes. So it's like an actual total refresh. But yeah, you are not the only one who cleans out their closet every year and still has piles of clothes.
Yeah, I could only imagine the amount of people that come to you and are like, please help. Yeah. I've cleaned this 1,000 times and I still can't get it. I want to finish the latter part of our conversation back to what style is to you. Today, how do you turn to your own style to help you feel good about yourself?
Yeah, so we're recording this in October of 2020, which is at the end of a year that has been a year.
Yes, the best way to describe it. It's been a lot.
Yeah. So I've found myself going to kind of the basis, like what's comfortable without resorting to like sweatpants every day. I love my sweatpants. I love my sweatshirts. They have been in heavy rotation, but like I keep them clean and change them out.
Yeah, that's so necessary. Yeah. You get definitely stuck in a rut and not feel as good as much as, you know, you're comfortable, but it all comes down to also feeling good.
Yes. You know? So yeah, that's what I've really been focusing on is finding the pieces that are physically comfortable, are emotionally comfortable, are mentally comfortable, that I know look good on a Zoom call, and that make me feel put together, that help me distinguish as much as they can. I mean, they're not total superheroes, but they help me distinguish like day to day and the passage of time at a, even though I had to double check twice that it was Thursday today.
It definitely happens.
Yeah. So that's really what I've been relying on my clothes for.
When you're having an off day, even in days like today, what's one piece of clothing that makes you feel better instantly?
This changes a little bit, but it's usually like a robe or a long sweater of some sort, basically anything that I can swan around in and pretend that I'm in like a silent movie.
I love that.
It's pretty much instantaneous feel better clothing.
Oh, I love that answer. Oh, that must be such a great feeling when you do that.
It's awesome. I highly suggest it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that out, definitely. Yes. And lastly, can you share any advice about clothing that you wish you would have known years ago?
It's so personal that so long as you're listening to yourself, you can't really go wrong. It's personal style for a reason. No one can prescribe your style for you. And you do have a personal style. Everyone does. It's just a matter of working through the parts of yourself that don't believe that, of changing the narrative about calling yourself someone who doesn't have style, calling yourself someone who doesn't spend money on frivolous clothing. It's about changing that narrative for yourself and discovering and letting your personal style show. A lot of the time it's not that you don't, deep down you don't think you have it, but it's that deep down you are worried about what people think of it. Mm-mm. So just exploring that and bringing your personal style into the world in a timing that works for you.
What a wonderful advice. Thank you for sharing a different perspective that's very much needed about clothing, style, and self-care, and also sharing your own experiences. I greatly appreciate your voice and what you've been able to share.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an amazing conversation.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Ilani Talks. Refer to the show notes for details we discussed in this episode and more about the guest. To get in touch, send a DM on Instagram at Ilani Talks. And if you enjoy this podcast, visit ilanitalks.com to sign up for the newsletter at the very bottom of the homepage. By signing up, you'll receive exclusive information that only subscribers get. Until the next one, with all my love, Ilani.